Welcome back. I'm happy to have you here. Let's get it going, shall we? Oh, so I'm gonna be honest. I am a little bit afraid of security. I am a little bit afraid of stability. I am a little bit afraid of things being too calculated, too planned. It's not to say I don't want those things. I'm just a little bit afraid of it. You know, there's some people who feel really secure with security. There's some people who feel really secure with stability in the way of, like, they don't have to worry about a lot of other things that they feel like people who don't have those things worry about. And so, you know, they live a peaceful life. And I'm sure people who don't want those things probably live a little more chaos, which is like me. But I think that I want to say why I feel the way that I feel when it comes to why stability, why security, why I feel like security is maybe not the right word because I think everybody wants security, but I just mean like job security, for instance. You know, that is something that doesn't interest me. If it's not mine. Stability isn't always stable. And that for me is just what I've learned by my own life experiences. You know, in one day you might feel that things are really secure and things are really steady. And then the next day that could all change. And so I want to just give them a little bit of my truth and why I feel that that's just not always the case for some people. And why it's okay for us to have the balance. And why I don't think any of us should shame anybody for what it is that they want. Because I think that people who have far less, you know, job security, relationship security, children security, you know, financial security, people who live life a little bit more on the edge tend to get a lot more shit than the people who do things very traditional. And I'm not anti-traditional. That's just not the lifestyle for me. You know, when I get asked all the time, oh, when are you and your boyfriend getting married and this, that, and the other? I don't know. I guess when I feel like I've grown, come to a place in my life where I'm okay with things being stable. You know, some people are afraid of living a life that they could lose everything. I'm afraid of living a life that will never be any different. I don't like things that are too the same every day. I feel like I'm living on a hamster wheel. I feel like I'm bored as hell. I just can't do it. And as I said, good for those who can. Truly, I mean, awesome. I do sometimes, like, admire that. I admire people who are just okay with just, you know, doing whatever they feel like they're expected to do. I think that's great. I'm not being condescending. I'm being genuine. I think that that's great. But I feel like we should not try to put everybody into that box. And I'm one of those people who does not want to be put into that box. I feel like I've done what I've quote unquote needed to do. As far as I started really young having kids, and I've raised up a child, and I've paid my dues to society, and I've done what I can to survive, and I've paid the rent, and I've lived that life. I just feel like now I just enjoy living my life. I love my boyfriend. I love my daughter. I love the life that we have. But he'll tell you, and I'll tell you, and, you know, my kid, I'm sure, can even tell you as well. I'm terrified of things just being the same way forever. You know, I've chosen to, and he has chosen to stay in love with me for 5.5 years, and I've chosen to stay in love with him. And I feel like for me, that feels more comfortable because I don't feel like I'm tied to something that, if God forbid, I wanted to be done with, I could be. And I know it's like, oh, people get divorced, blah, blah. That's the thing, is I almost feel like him and I take marriage almost so seriously that we're like, when the time is right, we're going to do it because we love each other. And it's not going to be because we've been together X amount of years. And it's not going to be because that does scare me. And honestly, I find it almost insulting sometimes when people feel like the decision is solely up to the man. It's like, what world are we living in? It's 2023. Since when is a decision only on the man and if we get married or not? And that is not to say that I wouldn't want to marry him. That's just to say I'm scared. And that's okay. It shouldn't matter that I'm almost 29 years old. I'm scared. I'm scared to have another child. I'm scared that I'm going to have another child and that the things that I want to do in my life might not ever happen. I'm scared that I'm going to have another child and I'm going to get lost in that. I'm scared that I'm going to buy a house and in a year I'm not going to like the environment that I'm in. And I don't feel like the fear that I have with that is necessarily a bad thing. I think the fear that I have with that keeps me on my toes. It keeps me living a semi-exciting life, you know, and I think it's no surprise that I've grown up into a life of chaos, so I all but guarantee that has something to do with it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think that I'm going to be done feeling shame around that. And I think that we need to all just kind of come together and collectively say, we're all not going to fit in the same boxes. Everybody is meant to be different. And, you know, there's always going to be opinions that differ. You know, everybody's always going to feel differently about certain things. But that for me is a specific touchy subject because I get that kind of those kind of questions a lot of like, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? And when are you going to pop out that other baby? And when is the marriage? And when is the house? And when is the this? And when is the that? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know any of it. But I do. Here's what I'm going to say is that I think that those who hang on to things like jobs and marriages and environments that they just have always known, I don't think that that does anybody any justice, if I'm being honest. I don't know anybody who has started a job at a very young age. Let's say it's the first job you ever had. And if you worked that job your entire life, you never did anything different, strictly for the security, because they give you job security because you know you get paid on Fridays. Are you joking? And I'm not shaming you by any means, but you seriously think that that is a life that at the end of time that you will feel your best at? And maybe you will. I don't know. I feel like I'm being judgmental right now. Maybe you will. I don't know. For me, that doesn't sound fun. For me, I would much rather, I almost like thrive on having to start over. And again, I know what you're going to say. It's not healthy. It's not normal. I know that. I know, okay? But it's just what I know to be true. And that is that stability isn't always stable. And I don't think we can put all of our stock and all of our eggs in one basket. And I think sometimes when we try to do things too traditionally and we're not preparing for the unexpected, that is when things that are inevitably going to happen, you might not be prepared for them. See, for me, I know this sounds crazy. I've thought about every scenario possible that could happen in my life. And that includes going to prison. That includes being kidnapped and locked in the basement. That includes someone coming in my house at night and bludgeoning me to death with a hammer. I think, and I know it's all dark, that's all really dark shit, but I mean it because I think about all these possible scenarios because my life has never had stability. And so I really do think that me getting lost in the middle of the ocean, thought about that 1,000 times. Me, like, freaking getting stuck in a tree. Like, I think about these things. Me getting attacked by a grizzly bear. Me being human trafficked. I've thought about these things my entire life. And I think that if I was somebody who did the same routine things every single day, I probably would not ever think about the unexpected stuff like getting attacked by a grizzly bear or getting bludgeoned in your sleep with a hammer. What would you do? you know, which really, what could you do? I mean, if you're bludgeoned, that's like, I think dead. But you know what I mean? If somebody was to come in and start attacking me, I think about that shit. And maybe that's bad juju and I should stop doing that. But I can't because I'm a planner. And I like spontaneous stuff. And oh, but the prison one I actually think about often. Because you know, I think about all these scenarios. Like if something was to happen to my daughter, there's probably not very little things I would not go to prison over. Sounds fucked up, but it's true. You know, if I felt like justice was never served for my kid, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I would 100% go to prison for that. And I think about that and I prepare myself for that because I don't know what could happen in the future. And I hope to God nothing ever does. And I hope to God I'm never faced with that decision. But I think about it and I think about how I would handle it and what I would do and what my next step would be. And I guess that's the thing is like when you're not taking yourself out of like your traditional environments that you're used to, I don't feel like you're planning for all these different things. You know, it almost is like taking out all the planning for you because you already know where you're going to wake up. You already know where you're going to go to sleep. You already know. And I know all those things too. But like, I've quit so many jobs in an instant and I didn't have another job back lined up. And they're, I think for people who have always done things traditionally, that would probably scare them shitless. And they probably would beg for an employer for their job back. I've seen it be done by countless people that I've worked with. The company straight up is like, we don't want you working here. And they're like, oh, whatever will I do? You'll figure it out. I promise you will. And that's why I think even if you want a really traditional life, even if you want something that's like really low key and you just want the smooth sailing, I hell yeah, you go. You go, man, you go, sister, whatever you prefer. But I still think that you should think about what kind of routine in your day you will switch up. Because I do think you need some kind of switch up. Maybe I need more stability, maybe you need more of a switch up. I don't know. But it's worth thinking about. Because I'm telling you. And you know, this is a lot of my dad and my mom. Both my parents are thinkers in the way of like, they're always thinking ahead. And so I feel like I have the upper hand compared to some people who probably have always told, you know, you go to school, you go to college, you get married, you make a baby, you retire when you're 60, and yeah, blah, blah. And if you're always told that your whole life, I really don't blame people for feeling the way that they feel. I don't blame people, period, for anything that they want in their life. But I just know that I'm not afraid to admit that stability scares me. I'm not afraid to admit that this is just how I feel about traditional lives. They seem semi-boring. And that's just not the life I want for myself. Great for other people, not for me. Maybe one day. I'm still young-ish. Things can always change for me. I don't know. Sometimes I listen to things I said last week, and I'm like, girl, who is that? I don't know. I don't even know what I was thinking then. So, this isn't how I feel forever. This is how I feel right now. I mean, I do, part of me feels like this might be how I feel for a long time because it's kind of how I've always been. Specifically when it comes to settling in a job or settling in like a place to live or something. Like, don't get me wrong, I think more and more all the time about buying a house, but I don't know. It's honestly, it's like the marriage thing. You know, I feel like I almost feel more secure knowing that me and my boyfriend stay together because we want to. Not because we feel obligated to, I guess. I know that might offend some married people who are like, we don't feel obligated to me. Okay, that's just, I don't know, that's just my words. That's how I feel about it. I feel like some people, I think a lot of people, especially if you've been married a long time, feel obligated to stay married because they've been married a long time. And I just don't think that's life that we should live for people. So I think that, you know, if anybody knows me and my boyfriend, we have an abundant amount of love between each other. He's very good to me. I'm very good to him. Our love shows and it blossoms and it's great and it's wonderful. And we've always treated each other with a lot of respect. And so I know that when the time comes, if and when we ever decide to get married, it'll be because we wanted to. And I think that love will only grow and it'll only get better. And I think when we get married, it probably will only get better. But for now, I'm all right. For now, I'm all right and all of it. You know, maybe one day. But just remember, you know, security doesn't always mean security. Stability doesn't always mean stability. And you know, we can try to plan the best that we can for the future that we envision for ourselves, but really anything can happen at any point. And I'm not just talking about death. I'm just talking about one day your spouse that you've been with for 25 years could decide they don't want to be married. Or, you know, your child could end up needing like a heart transplant. You know, there's all these things, just good and bad things that can happen. Or, you know, maybe you'll get offered the dream job of your life if you just went on that vacation that you've been prolonging taking, but you're just so caught up and never taking a day off because you're obsessed with the tradition and the routine. Routines are good until they're not. And if you have too strict of a routine that you feel like you don't live a life outside of it, then I just encourage you to step out of it a little bit. Just step out, dip your toe in the water, see where some of us crazy asses are living. Like, I'm always dipping my toe in all kinds of different waters, and then I feel a little lost. And that is also something that I feel like I do admire with people with traditional stability households, is I feel like they, you know, they kind of seem like they got it figured out. I don't know if it's true or not, but I admire you. I admire you people. You definitely seem like you got it figured out. See, I'm like the opposite. I'm constantly like, I have nothing figured out, but I also have enough figured out. But I also don't know where I'm at and what I'm doing today or tomorrow. And I'm also ready to move. I'm just kidding. Moving is actually something I'm totally getting over. That it could be somewhere I could settle because I'm, you know, can afford to travel more, so I don't really feel the need to move as much as I did. I feel like before I just needed a new environment because I literally never went anywhere or did anything. But now that I've been traveling more and I've been seeing more of the world, I don't really need to move all the time. But change of scenery is nice, for sure. Change of job is nice, for sure. And that's one thing I say is people have always said that to me about how much I job hop, but like, job hop. Job hop is, you know, how are you gonna know when to settle down? Blah, blah, blah. I'll know when it's time. I'll know when I'm in my career path that I'm meant to be on, or maybe it's never a career path. Maybe I just end up floating through my whole life. I don't know. But when I finally find it, I'll know it. And it'll feel right with my soul. And like my life coaching business that I was doing really was that was it for me. And you know, maybe I'll do that again. I feel like there's a lot of things that are tied to that now that kind of make that sour for me. You know, obviously my dad, that's what makes it sour for me is, but I know regardless what I'm going to do, it's going to be end up helping people. And that's just really what I care about. And I don't got another rest. So happens when you just blindly trust that the universe is going to have your back. God's going to have your back. You know, and I think a lot of the traditional people too live that life of like very routine, but it's like you gotta trust that God's gonna have your back, man. Whatever you're believing in, whatever higher power you believe in, it's gonna have your back. You just gotta take the risk, step out of the comfort zone, dip your toe in the water, and take a nice long swim. Hey. All right. That's what I had to say today. I've got something saved for my next episode, but I think I'm gonna save that for episode 20, because it's pretty heavy, okay? But on that note,